Brady and Cindy in the morning.
I think it sucks.
It beats a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. Sort of.
Hi, 30 seconds. What's chapping you?
Man, this dang southern traffic, man, they chap my ass. But they could at least use turn signals or something or another. You know what I mean?
Well, dude, if you go to a car dealership around here, turn signals are an option.
Yeah, I know. I'm from Detroit. I mean, you'd think the traffic there would be, you know, at least people are a little courteous and give you leeway and stuff to merge in. Come on now.
Do you miss Detroit?
No.
See, down here, if we're going to shoot at you, we at least wave first.
That's another thing, chap my ass. I got shot twice in Detroit, so I decided to get out of there.
Well, we're glad to have you.
They say tits and ass will help sell just about anything.
Grab it.
Well, she's got tits.
Awesome.
He's an ass.
Go fuck yourself.
Bruce Brady and Cindy in the morning.
In his TV ad, a woman says, "The public record does not lie."
Mm-hmm.
When the words to that sentence are flashed on the screen, it reads, "The pubic record does not lie."
In baseball, checking sports from last night, the Bravos had a tough game, lost to the San Francisco Giants, 4-1. Closer to home in the Southern League. Did I mess up something?
No, I was just laughing at something else.
Thinking about that pubic record again?
Go ahead.
You know, that's very Freudian, being that, you know, you could win 96 bucks with our alternative bathing suit contest this morning. I'm sure that's going to be on pubic record.
That reminds me, we should tell people to shave the proper areas they need to shave. I don't want to see any stray fellas hanging out. Anyway, go ahead with your sports.
How the hell can I go on with sports after that? You're telling people to trim the lawn before they come in here. And speaking of the infield, minor league baseball, I can't do this. West Tennessee rode Mobile hard and finally beat them 3-2.
On their ass, huh?
You
can't do it.
I'm done.
Bruce Brady and Cindy in the morning. Proof positive that shit happens.
How you liking this, Cindy? We haven't had so many partially naked men in this studio ever.
Oh, jeez. I don't think I can handle it.
All right, Richard, come on over here. Get way up close on that microphone. And what town are you from, dude?
Sail Creek, Tennessee.
And you are, like, way unbelievably almost naked here. Now, what you've done is you've used cellophane wrapping.
Yeah.
But you've also spray-painted your unit.
I had to do that so it didn't show through. You know?
I see.
I didn't want to offend no one. So.
Are you having any burning sensations going on right
when
now?
When I first put it on, yes. The scrotum and the helmet really burnt bad.
Okay. Dude, didn't you call this morning and we said don't do it, it's going to burn like a big dog, and you went and did it anyway?
I thought you was lying.
If you woke up with Bruce and Cindy this morning,
hello.
You must have been real f***ed up if you brought them both home.
What are you doing in my house?
Bruce Brady and Cindy in the morning.
Can you talk for 30 seconds without saying any of those space-filling stuffs?
I'm going to try.
What is your name, dear?
Paula.
All right,
Hi, Paula.
Your 30 seconds starts now.
Hey, this is Bogey with 96.5 The Mountain. I want to give away some Aussie tickets, so anybody... That's the 96th caller. Please try now. And I'm going to be counting at. Okay. It's ringing. You are number one. Sorry. Please try again. Number two. Hello. You are number two. Please try again. Oh, my goodness. We got a long way to go to 96.5.
Hey!
That was a damn good job, Paula.
I am so fucking. Oh, look.
Okay.
She's happy. Congratulations, Paula. You got $96.
Paula. You have to apologize to everyone in Chattanooga land.
Everybody in Chattanooga land, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to say that word then.
Paula,
Calm down.
We're going to let you win, but now you have to apologize to all the soccer moms.
All soccer moms, churchgoers in Chattanooga, y'all have a job and I don't, and I got really excited, and I'm sorry, and I love everybody, and I hope I don't go to hell.
They may not sound like much to you.
What the hell is this?
But the boss's wife loves them.
What do you mean?
And as long as that bitch is happy, their jobs are safe.
Woohoo!
Bruce Brady and Cindy in the morning.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bruce Brady and Cindy, broadcasting live from a Learjet, 14,000 feet over the city of Chattanooga. Cindy, can you come out of the bathroom, Cindy? Cindy, we have a show to do. You have to come out of the bathroom.
I don't know what to do with my excrement.
The memo says that you're not supposed to flush anything in the toilet on the Learjet.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. We just have to follow the memos as they're given to us. Can I copy?
Well, you're stuck with the smell.
Bruce and Cindy may not be your favorite DJs, but then again, you may not be their favorite listener. Bruce Brady and Cindy in the morning.
Good morning. Thank you for choosing your Saudi Daisy Walmart. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I bought some lingerie from there recently, and I would like to return it because it doesn't fit.
Okay. You still have the receipt, tags, or anything?
I have the receipt. The tags, I don't have on it.
Okay. Won't you bring it in? I can't promise you anything on the phone until we look at it. But bring it in. Let's see what we can do.
Well, let me ask you this. I did forget to take a shower when I tried it on. Would that make any difference?
I really don't know. It is a recent thing. You do have a recent receipt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of stinky, though.
Oh.
I mean, it's got, like, stains and stuff on it.
Oh, lady, I doubt it. I truly doubt it in that case.
But, I mean, it doesn't fit. I mean, I bought it. I tried it on once, and it's got stains because it was too small. You understand?
Sometimes that's more a health issue than anything, you know.
Well, I talked to my doctor about it, and he says it was probably the lingerie that made me stain the item. Because, you know, when you wear things that are too tight, sometimes they cause infections.
Bring it in. Let's see what we can do.
Okay, I'll be there in about an hour.
Thank you.
If you think this is frightening,
never have you known such cringing terror.
Just imagine what would happen if they knew what they were doing.
Bruce Brady and Cindy in the morning.
What would you do for $96? Asking you to show up here to the studios wearing only a bikini and the letters BBC written anywhere on their body in at least 3-inch block letters.
I'd say those are a little bit bigger than 3-inch.
I think so.
You would like us only to say what your first name is?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hey.
Thanks for coming in a bikini.
Yes, no problem. Thanks for $96.
There's more people coming? You're kidding.
Look outside.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. It's the Fox 61 people have showed up, Kim.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not for me, I assume.
Actually, yes, they've shown up because...
No, they so.
One woman.
Good morning.
One man. Three boobs.
What a pair.
Bruce Brady and Cindy in the morning.
It's time for Cindy's story time.
Once upon a time in a land far, far away, there lived three little pigs. The first little pig studied very hard and got good grades at school and became a criminal lawyer.
Wow.
The second little pig studied even harder and got very good grades at school and became a real estate lawyer.
Yeah.
The third little pig studied extremely hard and got fantastic grades at school and became a high-priced corporate lawyer. One day, the three little pigs were all playing golf when a terrible thunderstorm blew up. The three little pigs took cover under a nearby tree, only to have lightning strike the tree, and sadly, the three little pig lawyers perished.
Aww.
There are two morals to our little story. First, never, never stand under a tree in a thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And second, God hates lawyers. The end.
Bruce Brady and Cindy in the morning.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
That's all.